With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has received a warm welcome at the Russia-hosted BRICS summit in the city of Kazan.
These are the scenes set to infuriate the government of Ukraine. Antonio Guterres was greeted at the BRICS summit by locals dressed in traditional costumes, serving him sweets, with his hosts apparently delighted to see their star guests show up. The UN Secretary General insists he'll reiterate to Vladimir Putin his long-standing position on the invasion of Ukraine, which he's previously called unacceptable. But Ukraine's foreign ministry said his attendance would damage the UN's reputation.
And that is the BBC's Paul Moss reporting. A gruesome crime scene at a home southeast of Seattle where police found five people dead and arrested a 15-year-old boy.
They discovered that there was, in fact, one injured teenager. That teenager was given medical attention and was quickly transported to Harborview Medical Center.
King County Sheriff's Office Deputy Mike Mellis's comments airing on Como TV. Several people have gotten sick eating at McDonald's.
The CDC says at least 49 people have gotten sick in 10 states, from Wisconsin to Oregon. One person has died.
And that is correspondent Ed Donahue. The first phase of three randomized clinical trials of a norovirus vaccine opening up today in the UK.
Norovirus causes vomiting and diarrhea. Every year in the UK, it's the cause of 80 deaths and 12,000 hospital admissions. The mRNA vaccine being trialled targets three of the most common strains of norovirus. It will be tested on around 25,000 people, mostly over 60, in more than six countries around the world over the next 2 years.
That is correspondent Philippa Roxby reporting, and this is SRN News. It would appear that in this election year of 2024, abortion is a major litmus test for many Americans.
A new study released by the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 41% of adults say they will only vote for a candidate who shares their views on abortion. 56% of Democrats say this, as do 36% of Republicans and 35% of independents. Meanwhile, the report indicates that 62% of Americans want to see abortion remain legal in all or most cases. That includes 86% of Democrats and 40% of Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is doing all he can to convince Floridians to reject a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. DeSantis says if abortion is added to the constitution, quote, that's forever. You really have zero chance of ever changing it. The Florida ballot measure is one of 10 similar measures on ballots across the country this year. This is SRN News. It's a big day for Boeing. The big aircraft manufacturer sent to report its third quarter financial results. It's also going to await the results of a vote from union members as to whether they'll go back to work. Striking Boeing worker Bartley Stokes says Boeing needs to listen to its employees.
We're the ones that make it happen, building the airplane, and they're still not recognizing the fact that they wouldn't be where they're at or be receiving what they're receiving if it weren't for us down on the floor building the airplane.
Fact is, Stokes says he's disappointed with the leadership on both sides of the ongoing debate.
We've been here a long time, and I feel that our negotiating team needs to be stronger, and Boeing needs to keep listening to the floor.
Boeing has already signaled it will post a big loss for the third quarter, and they'll have to wait until tonight for the results of that union vote. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.